Wisconsin Right to Life, best known for its opposition to abortion, has filed a federal lawsuit seeking to strike down state of Wisconsin rules prohibiting judicial candidates from making comments that could be viewed as campaign promises. The state is expected to fight the suit. Jim Alexander of the Wisconsin Judicial Commission says judicial races are, and ought to be, different than executive and legislative races.
A good judge has to be impartial and decide cases based upon the facts and law presented to them. And so a lot of times the public doesn't understand that a judge's personal views may not be relevant to their qualifications as a good, fair, and independent judge.
Right to Life director Barb Lyons maintains judges can be independent and still share their opinions. In fact, she says voters would find it helpful.
Asking their general philosophy on issues like abortion does not tie that candidate to a specific decision because that is tied to the facts of that case. But we believe that the public has the right to know and would be interested in information on the general philosophy of an individual on specific issues that might be of interest to them.
A ruling will be issued by John Shabazz of Madison, who as a federal judge is appointed and not elected. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.